is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 3rd of February, 2007. It's the birthday of Norman Rockwell, born in New York City, 1894, studied at the National Academy of Design, wanted to get into the advertising business, but could not because he had a hard time drawing beautiful women. He said, "No matter how much I tried to make them look sexy, they always ended up looking like somebody's mother." So he drew covers for the Saturday Evening Post and Boy's Life instead. Norman Rockwell, who said, "The commonplaces of America are to me the richest subjects in art." It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Yates, born Yonkers, New York, 1926, an important writer who never sold many copies of his own book, spent his life struggling to pay the bills, trying to find time to write. When he died in 1992, few of his books were still in print, but a group of writers, including Michael Chabon and Richard Ford and Kurt Vonnegut, championed his work and brought many of his novels back into print, including Revolutionary Road and The Easter Parade and The Collected Stories of Richard Yates, which was a bestseller a few years ago. It's the birthday of the novelist James A. Michener, born in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 1907, abandoned as a boy, adopted by a young widow named Mabel Michener. He was in the Navy in World War II when he wrote his first book, Tales of the South Pacific, which became the Broadway musical South Pacific, and the earnings from that led him to devote his life to writing. He went on to write a series of big historical novels, Hawaii and Chesapeake, Alaska, Texas, filled with historical and geographical details. They were bestsellers, sold more than 75 million copies, but even though he made a huge amount of money, James Michener lived very frugally and gave most of his money away, donated $117 million over his lifetime to many institutions, including the University of Texas. And it's the birthday of the novelist and poet Gertrude Stein, born in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, in 1874, went off to Radcliffe College, where she studied with a psychologist, William James, who suggested to her that she, as a way of breaking free of language, try something called automatic writing, writing down as quickly as she could whatever came into her head, which she used as one of her writing methods for the rest of her life. One of her first novels was The Making of Americans, which started out to be a novel about an American family, but which turned into a 900-page history of the human race. It took her many years to get it published. Her book Tender Buttons was published in 1914, a book-length prose poem of automatic writing. And her most popular book was the book she wrote about herself from the point of view of her lover, Alice B. Toklas, called The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas. Gertrude Stein, who wrote, "I am Rose, my eyes are blue, I am Rose, and who are you? I am Rose, and when I sing, I am Rose like anything." Here's a poem for today by Doreen Fitzgerald, entitled Jack and Judy. She was stuck on him like a 3-cent stamp on a postcard showing a roadside diner shaped like a hat, stuck like a stool on a chrome stem waiting to swivel a customer, or the naked thigh on a summer day clinging to the vinyl seat. He could read her like a 2-bit cook reads a scribbled order jammed on a spike, fluttering under the greasy fan, like egg on a fork between the tines, or a hot beef sandwich between the teeth. Together, they're waiting on the night, halfway between Peoria and Baton Rouge, where the word open in red block letters hangs under the words eat here, spelled out in perfect blue. The poem Jack and Judy by Doreen Fitzgerald, from her collection entitled Cake, published by the Esther Republic Press of Esther, Alaska, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Jason Keeler. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.